Welcome in. This is an advanced ghost note programming masterclass for smoky late night drum and bass moods, built in Ableton Live. The goal today is to make a groove feel human, rolling, hypnotic, and expensive, without adding obvious extra hits. Think of ghost notes as the breath between the main hits, not just quieter snares. In this late night roller world, ghosts are micro textures, rim ticks, brushed hats, muted percussion, filtered snare whispers, and little bits of ambience that glue everything together. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar, arrangement-ready drum loop at around 172 BPM, 8 bars of intro-style variation and 8 bars of the main locked groove. And you'll have a repeatable method, not just a pattern. Alright, open Ableton, set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a great pocket for deep and techie rollers, fast, but still roomy enough for groove. Now build a simple session layout. Create a MIDI track called Drum Rack One Shots. If you like working with breaks, create an audio track called Break Optional. Then create two return tracks. Return A is Short Room and Return B is Ghost Space. Those returns matter. Ghost notes should share a controlled ambience so they feel like they're in the same smoky room, but they should not wash out your main kick and snare. Now, backbone first. Do not ghost too early. If the chord doesn't hit, ghost notes won't save it. They'll just decorate a weak groove. In your drum rack, load a tight short kick, a snare with crack and body but not too bright, a closed hat, maybe a rider shaker, and a rim or perk tick you can use for tiny placements. Program a basic 2-bar D then B skeleton. Keep the snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton timing, that's 1.2 and 1.4. For the kick, start simple and leave space around the snare. Try this as a starting point. Bar 1, kick on 1.1, and another on 1.3.3. Bar 2, kick on 2.1, and another on 2.3.2. That's not a rule, it's just a stable frame. You can change it later, but for the masterclass we want consistency while we build the ghost network. Now quantize, but don't over-quantize. Use 1/16 quantize with low strength, around 0 to 15%. The main hits should be tight, but you want a little natural wobble left in the clip so the groove can breathe. Now we move into the smoke. Snare ghosts. In rollers, snare ghosts usually do two jobs. 1. Pick up into the snare, like anticipation. 2. Tail after the snare, like movement and continuity. Start with positions on a 16th note foundation. In a 2-bar loop, the classic pickup placements are the 16th right before beat 2 and the 16th right before beat 4. So that's 1.1.4 and 1.3.4. Then for tail ghosts, choose a 16th after the snare. Try 1.2.3 after beat 2, and 1.4.3 after beat 4. Important! Don't add every possible ghost at once. Start with one pickup and one tail per bar. You're building a conversation, not a machine gun. Now the masterclass part. Velocity architecture. Set your main snare velocity somewhere like 105 to 120. Then put ghost snares way lower, roughly 18 to 45. Pickups can be slightly louder than tails. For example, pickup at 35, tail at 25. Here's the rule of thumb I want you to memorize. If you clearly hear the ghost as a separate hit, it's too loud. If you mostly feel the groove tighten and roll, it's right. Now micro timing. Late night is slightly behind. Turn off snap for a moment or zoom in so you can edit precisely. Nudge your ghost snares later than the grid by about 4 to 12 milliseconds. Start with 6 milliseconds late and listen. Keep your main snare basically on the grid, or only slightly late, like 0 to 4 milliseconds. If the main snare drifts too far back, the whole track starts sounding like it's dragging. Here's a pro workflow tip that saves mixing headaches. Don't put ghosts on the exact same snare pad as the main snare. Duplicate your snare to a new drum rack pad and call it a SN Ghost. Even if it's the same sample, we're going to make it behave differently. On that SN Ghost pad, add stock devices to darken and control it. First, auto filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere between 2 and 5 kHz. Start around 3.2 kHz. Add a tiny bit of drive, like 2 to 6%, just to give the ghost a warm edge. Next, drum bus. Very subtle. Drive around 3 to 8. Crunch between 0 and 8%. Damp around 30 to 60% to keep it dark. Usually leave boom off for ghosts. You want them tight, not weighty. Then utility. pull the gain down -6 to -12 dB, and keep the width narrow, like 0 to 40%. Centered ghosts read as part of the groove. Wide ghosts can start feeling like clutter. Now send that ghost snare a little bit to the returns. Short room maybe around -18 to -12 dB send. Ghost space even less, maybe -24 to -16. The point is, a hint of room, not a wet slap. Quick coach note. Think ghost rolls, not ghost volume. Before you add a ghost, decide what job it has. Is it a connector, stitching kick to snare or snare to kick? Is it a decoy, hinting at a hit where you're choosing restraint? Or is it a phrase marker, a tiny cue that says new bar or turnaround? If you can't justify the roll, delete the note. That's how you keep a late night roller hypnotic instead of messy. Next up, hat ghosts. This is where you imply swing without making the groove obviously shuffled. Start with straight 16th hats for one bar, then delete around 30 to 50% of them. Make caps. Negative space is part of the groove. Now shape velocities. Accents around 55 to 75. Ghost hats around 10 to 35. Then microtime them differently than the snare ghosts. This is key. Separate timing feel per lane. Main snare is your anchor. Nearly dead on. Ghost snare is slightly behind. Hats are slightly ahead, creating forward pull without turning the drums louder. So, nudge some ghost hats early by about 3 to 8 milliseconds. Keep your accented hats closer to grid. This creates that inhale-exhale sensation. Hats pull forward, snare ghosts relax back. If you want extra control, use the groove pool, but don't use one groove for everything. Either apply groove only to hats, or skip groove and do manual nudges. If you do use a swing groove, keep it subtle. Timing amount maybe 10 to 25, random 2 to 6. Velocity amount low because you're already hand sculpting. And for darkness, if your hats feel like white noise, don't just turn them down. Low pass them. Put auto filter on hats with a 12 dB low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. Add a tiny bit of saturation. Soft clip on, 1 to 3 dB drive, just around the edges. Now percussion ghosts, rim ticks and foley. This is where you get that behind-the-curtain vibe. Add 1 to 3 hits per bar max. Put them around the main drums, not on top of them. Great placements or late-tail moments like 1.2.4 or 1.4.4. Then mix them like they're background actors. EQ 8. High pass at about 200 to 400 Hz. If there's harshness, dip somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. Optionally, add redux very lightly, just a little downsampling for texture. You're not trying to make it lo-fi, you're trying to make it tactile. And send these percussion ghosts more to ghost space than your main drums, so they smear into atmosphere. If you're using a break layer, here's how to keep the jungle DNA without the mess. Drop a break on the audio track. Warp it. Complex Pro works for smoothness. Beats works if you want crunch. For late night smoky, you usually don't want sharp break transients taking over. So low pass the break around 7 to 10 kHz. Add light drum bus crunch, and sidechain it slightly to the main kick and snare with a compressor. Just enough so the break becomes a moving texture behind the backbone. Then, if you want the best of both worlds, slice tiny break fragments, like soft snare bits or hat flex, and place them as ghost notes with very low clip gain. Those become organic ghost textures without turning your loop into a full breakbeat. Now let's glue it. Group all your drums into a drum group. On the group, build a dark, controlled stock chain. First EQ 8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it's muddy, gently dip 250 to 400. If it's harsh, a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then drone bus. Drive 5 to 15 to taste. Crunch 5 to 15%. Damp 35 to 60% to darken the top. Boom only if needed and only a little, because DNB low end is sacred territory. Then a limiter as a safety. Ceiling around -0.8 dB. It should only catch stray peaks, 1 to 2 dB max. Key concept. Ghost notes should trigger vide, not pump your bus compressor. If you see the bus pumping, lower ghost velocities, shorten ghost envelopes, or route ghosts to a separate bus so the backbone stays punchy. Here's an advanced move for heavier, darker control. Sidechain the ghost snare to the main snare with a micro duck. Put a compressor on the ghost snare pad or track. Sidechain input is the main snare. Fast attack, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 40 to 90 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of reduction when the main snare hits. What you get is this illusion that ghosts exist around the snare, but they politely step back the instant the real snare speaks. Also, fix flams the musical way, not just by moving notes. If a ghost near the main snare sounds like an accidental double hit, shorten the ghost decay, reduce its transient, or swap the articulation entirely. Rim, brush, muted tick. The main snare should be the only unquestionable snare. Now, let's turn the loop into an arrangement across 16 bars. This is where ghost programming becomes storytelling. Bars 1 to 4. Tease. Main kick and snare, minimal hats. Only one snare pickup ghost per bar. Let ghost space be a little higher here, so it feels distant and atmospheric. Bars 5 to 8. Lock. Add post snare tail ghosts. Add an occasional rim ghost. Slightly reduce reverb sends so the groove tightens. Bars 9 to 12. Main. Introduce an alternate hat ghost pattern every other bar. Add one or two extra ghost snares, but reduce their velocities so the density increases without getting louder. Bars 13 to 16. Variation and turnaround. Remove one main kick hit for space. Then add one statement ghost right before the loop restarts. This is where you can use tension tricks, either a single 16th triplet ghost very sparingly, or the implied triplet method. The implied triplet method is simple. Nudge one ghost earlier by about 20 to 35 milliseconds for a push, then place another ghost slightly late, maybe 10 milliseconds, for a drag. It sounds like a stumble without committing to a full triplet grid. Now a quick 15-minute practice drill, because skill locks in when you do it fast and focused. Program your main kick and snare. Add tier 1 ghosts. Pickups at 1.1.4 and 1.3.4. Velocity 35 to 45. Add tier 2 ghosts. Tails at 1.2.3 and 1.4.3, velocity 20 to 30. Add tier 3 texture, 4 to 6 ghost hats per bar, velocity 10 to 25. Microtiming pass. Ghost snares 6 milliseconds late, ghost hats 4 milliseconds early. Mix pass. Low pass the ghost snare around 3.5 kHz. Send it lightly to short room. Then watch your drum bus gain reduction and keep it under 3 dB. Then do the most important test, and B. Toggle ghost layers off. If the groove loses roll and feels flatter, you nailed it. If it just gets quieter when ghosts are on, rethink placement and timing. Ghosts should change motion, not volume. Before we wrap, one more pro-level mindset. Use negative space velocity shaping. Choose a no-fly zone for a section. For example, decide no ghosts on 1.2.2 and 1.4.2, or no ghosts on the last 16th of the bar. Or no hats on the second 16th of each beat. Constraints make ghosts feel intentional, and intentional is what reads as late-night sophistication. Recap. Backbone first. This audio version is shortened for playback.